This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week that make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Eli Uden. Kath is not here. She's wrestling.
She's currently wrestling.
She's in the ring. No, she's doing a bunch of wrestling stuff. But we have a special guest. Everyone, please welcome Shalewa Sharp to the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Which, you know, great comedian. What's your album's name? Let's do it in the plugs up top.
Yeah,
nobody ever listens to the end.
Yeah.
What's the album?
All right, so I have an album called Stay Eating Cookies.
Stay Eating Cookies.
Yeah, and then I'm going to put out a new one in a couple of months.
What?
Yeah, it's going to be called So You Just Out Here.
I want it to be like almost that all the album names like form a sentence if you stack them together.
Right, yeah, just very odd.
But yeah, thank you for doing the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Patty does not know, but you've met my parents. You've stayed
at
my home.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I go down and do shows in D.C., I bring comics, and then we all stay in my house. And my parent, my mom cooks us lasagna, and she pretends to have a house full of children, and it's great. That's her favorite thing.
No, your parents are very nice. I met your parents at Karma.
Shout out to my parents.
Yeah, shout out to Diamond Dave.
Diamond Dave and the crew. Diamond Dave and the zoo crew back at home. He's listening to this on his desktop. He doesn't know how to do podcasts, so I think he just puts it on his Dell PC,
and then
found SoundCloud, and then just sits with his fingers steeple.
That's so sweet.
I got a very nice email from someone. It wasn't clear, but it was NH was the display thing, they asked how does Patreon work? I've never done it before, and I never made a Twitter, so I emailed you. I got an email through my, through the form or whatever. How do I listen to it? I use I think it's Pocket Cast or Downcast.
People love Pocket Cast.
It's they send you a link. It's easy. Thank you for, of course. So that was very nice to hear that somebody was trying to go expend even an ounce of extra effort to try to listen to more of this.
We will walk you through it. We can screen share. I'll do full IT to get you subscribed to Patreon.
Yeah. By unplugging it and plugging it back in.
That's the worst. That's my biggest secret is that everyone talks about Pocket. I literally don't listen to podcasts. I only do one. It's the most selfish.
He doesn't participate in the industry.
It's like when Kanye had Twitter but didn't follow anybody. That's me with podcasts. Yeah. Just purely from my own.
I used to listen to a ton because I used to be able to listen at work. I used to be able to have headphones in, so that was what I would do all day. I listened to maybe five or six probably at this point. And I probably subscribe to more than I listen to because I like to support, people on Patreon and stuff. And I don't even, there's no way. I'm not listening to two a week. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen.
I can't. I've come
to much stuff.
I've come to terms with the fact that my brain, I like to consider myself an intelligent individual, but I cannot multitask. It's not a skill I'm wired for at all.
No, that is that's a trap.
Yeah.
I don't know who came up with that idea. I've been trying for years, and I'm I can't do this at all.
I don't believe it.
No.
I don't think anyone actually multitasks. I think at most you sort of alternate between listening to the podcast. I also get annoyed. I'm somebody that if I miss a snippet of a conversation, I have to seek back and I don't know. They did that on I saw some show where they tried to they found people who were I can call, be on the phone and drive and it's no problem, and then they would put them through driving tests and they were just wrecking dummies and fucking up traffic cones everywhere, and they're
massive failure, complete failure.
Yeah, just Bluetooth, even Bluetooth earpieces. They were just you cannot do two things. Yeah. It is not how our brain works.
It's not. You can barely order a latte while having a ponytail with your Bluetooth earpiece in.
Yeah.
As a Hollywood agent, that's who I assume still wears those. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-mm. Older black men hollering at you on the street.
Oh yeah, there you go. Okay.
I don't with know that, if theirs are activated, but they've got them in their ear.
Just letting you know that I have the technology.
Yeah, I know this is out there.
Just a black leather baseball cap, some open-toed sandals.
Yes, precisely.
A tan suit.
All the linen, all the linen your heart could desire.
All the linen, yeah.
And then just, hey, baby girl. is that to me or are you on the phone?
Yeah, right.
What's happening?
That's their plausible deniability. That's the only way you can catcall in today is you just having Bluetooth in, and then you see it, and if it, someone gets mad, you're like, "It's my."
I was catcalling my wife.
Yeah,
yeah. Catcalling my beautiful wife, actually.
my wife, 30 years.
The spice in this.
But if you want to stick around when I'm done with her, I would like to have a few words for you.
This is like a unicorn that I would love to meet. Is a one of the like old head Bluetooth black dude who has a wife of 30 years who's suddenly discovered polygamy, and he's now like, we're in an open relationship. we play like, oh,
using
my
those
God.
Terms I mean yeah that's probably out there, but not using those terms.
Yeah, he's but... just like, we like to fuck or whatever.
So we all made it here. Thank after close. An extended this is practically going to be recorded tomorrow just based on how long it took to get here.
It took me an hour and a half to get here and a $25 cab. I think I literally could have gone to Philadelphia
in that time. I could have
gone to a different city. Plus the $25, I could have like gotten a bus somewhere and gone there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was
Jesus,
cool.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, I was right ahead of Eli, or not, as it turns out not right ahead, but I mean, like, I was on the way. And it was, you know, telling me I was going to be here like a couple minutes late. People who don't live in New York love to hear about the trains.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they
yeah.
love to hear about when there's problems
it's
on the subway.
It's a little taste of the Big Apple.
Yeah.
Have a bite.
Just, they love to hear about, yeah. It's just like how people who don't live in L.A. love to hear about traffic in L.A. It's the same. It's the same thing. It's great. But yeah, everything's real jammed up. And the guy who was the conductor doing the announcements on my train, like, I could hear them and it was great, and he was very clear and he enunciated very well. It was not
unusual.
Like, we're gonna but he was like too happy about giving the bat, and it's like, all right, man, look, I'm glad that you're having a good day. I'm having a worse day every time I hear from you when we stop.
Well,
so
it's a break for him. He doesn't have to drive, and he's in a soundproof box. He can't be bothered.
Yeah. Have you heard those people, the announcers in the morning who are too chipper? I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, it's no good.
I have earphones burrowed into my skull in the morning.
You know, they're giving you, like, here's this stop. You can get to this, to that, blah, blah, blah. Like bars.
Yeah,
like they are dropping bars. And I'm like, I do not want your mixtape right now.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get to work.
Just email me.
Yeah.
Right? It's fine.
It has the same audio quality as someone like playing their mixtape off a boombox.
Yeah.
It, like,
for sure.
Just a fucked up like old Walkman. Those little. The boombox everyone had in your room, and like, which was like a cylindrical little CD goes in the top.
Just classics.
Yeah. The detachable speakers in case you want to do surround sound.
Surround sound.
Within 3 feet, of course. It's great. You can hear. It's like on both sides of me if I sit right in front of it. It's great.
Yeah, two speakers surround sound. It's just left and right.
Yeah.
I am surrounded.
Did anybody snap on the train while you were on there?
Somebody lost their. I mean, I was.
Shelby and I were talking about it. You had a guy freak out, right? Yeah. Like, did you have anybody actually visibly lose
somebody,
it?
Well, I had an experience yesterday with like someone who was, I think, mentally ill, but that might be different.
Yeah.
I can tell the story. I guess I have to now. I was taking the train home from work, and I was reading
in the mirror.
I was it's frightening. I was reading my iBooks. You know, I've started reading again, but I've given up on books. Like.
Okay.
I've just been like, I had the weird like pride thing of like, I won't read a full book on my phone. I shan't. The literature is too important. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to read if I don't put it on my phone. So now I'm reading on my phone. But
it's all content
anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. It is.
Everything's content. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Nothing. There's no like higher form of anything anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It is like right now I'm reading that book, the like One of Us, about the Anders Breivik massacre, and that feels a little weird to read on the phone. It feels a little weird to read on my commute.
It's a light,
kind of
it's
like
a light
like
read.
Yeah. Like a throwaway tome.
Yeah. Walk out of the subway.
It's a good beach
a
book.
Changed man every time. but so I was reading, and then I heard a woman being like. A guy tried to sit next to her, I guess, and she was like, don't fucking sit next to me. And she started like, and I was like, oh no. And I'm like, I'm super not going to look over there. And I'm not sure because it became clear that she was perhaps mentally ill, but like, she was also saying, like, it sounded like the guy was staring or like leering at her, which I do believe because guys do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then she was like, stop fucking looking at me, stop looking at me. You have 5 seconds. If you don't stop looking at me, I'm getting up and I'm going to smack the shit out of you, et cetera. I'm reading so intently. I'm just like my nose pressed to the screen. Like, what a passage! And then she gets up and starts to smack the man in the face.
I mean,
and,
she warned him.
Yeah. Well, I don't, because I wasn't looking, mm-hmm. because I was a bystander, which historically means I have no responsibility.
Bystanders are always innocent.
Always.
But.
Like, the name.
So I kind of think that I was like she I don't know what she is going through or what the end of it is where I was like who are you but you know like I feel like the guy might have been fucking staring at her and then at that point and so she gets up and tries to smack and then it's like my job and the other guy that's like well we're like the big guys on this train to like put your arm in and be like whoa
big
please
guys
stop
burden.
Slapping
big boys burden
yeah that's tough.
And it turned out, I guess, there happened to be two undercover cops on the car. And, you know, like, generally have my reservations about the justice system, but mm-hmm. I was glad someone was there to stop a physical fight. It was like, but so one of them is like, police, like, stop. And then I think she was maybe like too wrapped up in what she was doing to like maybe clearly hear what the situation had evolved into. But then she spat in both of the cops' faces.
Okay.
And then she clawed one of them and he was mm-hmm. bleeding from the face.
Oh.
Jesus.
And not like big bleedy, but like yeah, he broke the skin. And then somebody on the train yelled, they're like, that's a felony, don't do that. And I guess she like heard it and she quieted down and then got cuffed and they like
That's what she needed to hear was that's a felony.
I think it might have just snapped her out of it. I think she probably didn't really hear them saying police. And they were undercover, so it was like... But I don't even know if I saw a badge either. Maybe that guy just had handcuffs. I'm worried. Anyways, so then they like they cuff her and stuff. And then they're taking her off the train, and next to her on the seat, and like I said, no one was sitting next to her because that was what sparked this entire thing. There is a like dog in a bag, like a teacup Yorkie, mm-hmm. and the cop's like, "Is that your dog?" And she's like, "No." And then,
did she look like it was her dog? Like was she like? Did she look like a lady who has like a dog in a bag?
No, because it looked like a really bougie fucking dog. So it was like a teacup Yorkie in like a Whole Foods bag.
Hmm.
Mm. And then so the cops were like, "Is Whole that Foods your dog?" Bag. And she's like, "No." And there's no one. It's the car. Like, obviously, if it was someone's dog, they'd be like, it's my dog.
Yeah.
It was. So now I went from being like, this is, I don't know whose fault this really is, if this guy's leering at her.
Dog thief.
To being like, I think you stole a dog, and yeah. I think you are unwell. Like, and the cops took the dog. I don't know what the fuck. Dog.
So do we think that maybe the don't sit next to me, she was talking to the dog?
No, she was...
like the dog was having a day itself?
Yeah, no. I don't know. I mean, maybe she stole a dog and she was really on edge from...
Stealing
that.
A dog.
What a weird crime. That is not anything that makes sense to me. I guess our dogs were... I guess like a teacup Yorkie is worth money.
Yeah.
But like...
Well, I've had my dog stolen before.
Really?
Yeah, when I had a pit bull.
Yeah.
I lived in the type of neighborhood where...
is this in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where dudes would say stuff like, hey, she real pretty. You know, I breed pit bulls at my house. And I'm like, I feel like that's not the right term.
I watch pit bulls fuck at my house.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, breeding is what we want to call that.
Yeah.
And then when I would explain she's been fixed, well, first I said she's spayed, and then I had to explain, well, she's been fixed. And then I had to explain again, no, that means she can't have babies. I heard a lot, well, that's a waste of a dog. And I don't know. Yikes.
Bob Barker would be furious.
but yeah, she got loose one morning, and she normally would have, she had gotten out before, and she'd be back within 30 minutes. But she was just gone for a long time. And so then I just started to walk around and, you know, there's a good block and then a shady block, you know, a house that was supposed to be flipped but is now a crack house, you know, that kind of thing.
It was flipped in a way.
In a way, yeah. There was flipping.
Yeah. If by flip you mean made more profitable, it's very profitable.
Yeah, in a way, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it was a public service to some members of the community. And, so then, you know, I'm just asking around, and then I was like, oh, this is no good. It's been many hours, and I put up a post. And my friend came over, and she's asking around, and then she heard from someone who was like, oh, yeah. I know a dude who bought that dog off of somebody else a couple of hours ago for like $25. You may be able to get that dog back, but he's going to need his $25 back. And I'm like, yeah, I got it, right. But I could give him money, but now he's, what? Did anyone see my dog? But yeah. She eventually showed up very late at night just at the front door. She looked like she had been locked in like a garage, and she was just very greasy, like car grease. Yeah, like, and I think someone was for sure trying to just to like
breed her?
Breed her, and then realized that she can't be, and also really all she was built for was just watching Law and Order inside a house.
Yeah.
She was not.
But you can't visibly tell that a dog's been spayed, can you?
I don't think so, but she has no interest in any.
Oh, she doesn't.
Yeah, she didn't.
Well,
do
it seems
any
like interest is not
right,
at a premium for that.
Yeah, but
that's
like,
incredibly weird.
Yeah, so I don't know what they
like,
were.
Gosh, she doesn't seem into it. We're gonna stop.
Yeah, we should stop. But I think what happened was, walked that dog all over the place. So I was in my neighborhood known as Miss Lady with the White Dog. So I think someone probably just went to someone's house, saw the white dog, and was like, hey, you got Miss Lady's dog. You should give Miss Lady back her white dog. I think the community rallied in a way I did not expect. And they
you
were
had
like,
a, it was a known dog.
Apparently so. I didn't realize that. But then when I got her back and cleaned her up and walked her again, people were like, hey, Miss Lady, you got your dog back. And I'm like, why are y'all watching me so
they're like, the neighborhood doesn't feel right, Miss Lady without her dog.
Yeah.
The air is sour.
So
I used to walk, when I was dog walking, I'd walk this like huge white husky around like Dumbo. And it was just like, I guess it was like walking what was a massive husky, all white. And then me being like a very large man, I just was constantly, everyone was like, Game of Thrones! Like over and over. It was just like, I just walk it, and there'd be like a bunch of teenagers on a bench, and they'd be like, my man, Game of Thrones. And I'm like, yeah, all right, very cool. Hello, yes, it's me, Game of Thrones.
My man, Game of Thrones.
That's actually very sweet. That could have taken a turn.
It's a compliment,
it
I
is,
guess.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, they're good. Yeah, well, thank you for doing the podcast. Shall we begin the actual podcast?
Yeah,
the actual numbers? We are recording.
That's we are recording, yes.
Yeah. I do want to hear about that you and your roommate adopted a cat.
Yes.
But you're both allergic to cats.
Yes. I live in an apartment that I believe the sweet way to describe it is garden. But the real way to describe it
you
is
live outside.
partially underground, underneath the garden,
oh,
for sure.
Yes.
Not full basement, but mostly basement. I mean, the windows I can see out of them. It's not like Laverne and Shirley situation where it was only at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
My previous roommate had a dog, and I guess just having that dog around kept away mice.
Oh, that's what's going on.
And so they left, the dog left, and then the mice showed up, and I was like, well, I break leases over rodents, so we probably should put around a bunch of traps.
Yeah.
And we did, and I'm a glue trap person because I want them dead.
My beliefs and like thoughts about what is a humane trap vanished very quickly the first time I had a rat. In my house.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I went from
like,
well, I don't want him to feel it, to be like, I will waterboard this rat if it means it will leave my apartment.
Absolutely, yeah. And so I was lucky in that normally I was the only one that seemed to see any action, any mice, any drop, any of that stuff. But my roommate was also seeing some action, and we both were like, this is unacceptable. And then he had to kill quite a few. He got really good at throwing.
Like a problem.
Yeah, yeah, like I for sure. And so I was like, all right, what do we do? And a lot of people just said get a cat. And so my roommate went out and he looked at a few, and there was one that was kind of friendly but not overly friendly. And he's like, that's fine because you got work to do.
Yeah, it's a working cat.
Yeah, and then she stretched out, and she just liked stretching out, the woman at the cat place said. And he was like, well, she's got good reach. Let's get this one.
Yeah.
And
she's at the fucking NFL combine.
Yeah, just like writing stats on these cats.
What's your broad joke?
And so, you know, and she's young, and she's just all over the place. But, you know, now we just have this cat all over the place, and we both are just, I mean, I've chosen Flonase, and
it's like,
and my roommate
get a hypo.
Just
you can't get a hypoallergenic cat like you can with dogs, I guess.
I don't know.
No, I don't think it. I don't think so, because it's like it's kind of in their saliva.
Well, they have that toxoplasmosis shit.
Yeah, and so so it's been fun. I just figure we get enough of the cat in us, and then we'll be able to breathe.
Like ingesting small amounts of poison.
Yes, precisely.
Yeah. Do you eat a little? You eat a little fur.
I will.
A little gel tab full of fur.
In the middle of the night, I will let her come in and just kind of go in my room and do all kinds of stuff, which usually ends up with her batting at my dreadlocks. Just what are these? Yeah. Can I pull them? And I'm like, I mean, this isn't really what we brought you here for.
Hey, how are the rats going?
Yeah. How's that project?
Hey, what's made any progress on the rat front while you're attacking my hair?
So, but we hadn't seen any rodents, but she also is just all over the place in ways that I didn't know that animals could do.
They go everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And they don't.
Did you think about getting like a ratter, like a terrier or something?
I did, but we're both kind of gone a lot.
Yeah,
and I was
cats
like,
are fine with that.
Yeah, cats,
they
yeah,
prefer
she,
it.
Yeah,
yeah, she definitely does not. She's just like, no, please leave. I have so many things to knock over. You guys have not cat-proofed this place at all. I got candles. I got glasses of water. What are you doing?
I remember finally getting an allergy test, like the actual one, you know, the battery they do.
Oh, right,
they, like,
yeah.
Prick all up down your arm. And so like almost all of them were fine. And then one of them was like went buck wild, like got huge. I was like, it was so itchy, it was like swelling, and they come back and like, well, clearly you see a reaction here. And I was like, yeah, what one is that? What am I this allergic to? And they were like, that's dust. And I was like, cool, well, fuck me, I guess.
I got that one.
It's dust
too.
Mites, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Oh, it's little bug skeletons.
Yeah,
that's what dust is.
Little dead body.
Pretty great.
I got a great air purifier. I'll send you a link. Pass along.
I found it on Instagram. It costs $800.
Not incorrect.
Is it Molecule or whatever
yes,
that
it
one?
Is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those
literally
are
the ones. Literally the ones.
Yeah,
on
yeah. It knows. It somehow knows that you have fucking allergies. I would not put it past it at all. It's like, which is so strange how Instagram would be like, you seem like you have a dust allergy.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the phones.
So you looked up all those allergy Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
Probably.
The
yeah.
phones
yeah.
are listening. I don't know what I said, but I know I have a shit ton of bra companies.
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to holler at me. And I'm
all
like,
the time.
Well, I mean, I guess I did talk about my boobs or something
yeah,
once,
yeah.
and now I
yeah.
can't.
I've had, I can't remember what it was, but it was in the past like week or so where it's like, okay, but like I didn't. This is something that I haven't like I need, but like
I didn't
wouldn't have done anything on Instagram about
it.
It.
Yeah, yeah. I certainly didn't look for bras on Instagram.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
not where you go for that.
And I'm never on Facebook, so like there's no reason why.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Instagram should have any. Yeah, well, that's best. Hey, let's not think about it. That's
yeah.
my. That's
yeah.
my.
That's what I just ordered a bra and kept it moving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
I gave him
this,
the money.
Yeah. This works right. once. This works
I just
once.
Don't want it to get mad at me. Okay? That's the only
right.
thing I care
Robot
about.
Is mad at me at home.
That's all that matters.
Shall we actually be in the numbers?
Yeah, let's
the
do
numbers.
It. Numbers.
Number 5.
All right, so number 5 comes to us from Podna86, Soda Spider on Twitter. I'm trying to do better about the
yeah,
credited
yeah.
people. I'm
is
trying
Podna
to
like, it's supposed to be like how you say partner?
Podna?
Like Podna?
Oh, maybe, yeah. Didn't occur to me until right now. Yeah. Sometimes if you don't like get what the thing is, you're just kind of like, this is not anything. All right.
Yeah. Also, something you made me think of when you were talking about the allergy accounts on Instagram, I was imagining allergy thoughts on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just like in bikinis with like super puffy eyes. In the middle like of like,
red nose.
Yeah, just like full anaphylactic response.
Sneezing.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I just wanted to share that.
That probably exists.
But yes, from Podna, what does Podna have?
This story comes to us from Houston. Lake Jackson police arrested a man who cut through the drywall and stole from his next-door neighbor.
Ooh.
The cop, Lieutenant Brian Sidebottom, good name.
Lieutenant Brian Sidebottom?
Yeah, said Lake Jackson police said, "This is a very odd crime." Which, yeah, it doesn't seem like it's really very foolproof. If it's like, hey, is there a bunch of, like, apparently he cut behind the fridge and then pushed the fridge and then went in because he knew they were moving out or
so
something.
So he literally heisted his neighbor.
Yes.
He full heisted.
Yeah.
Wow.
And did not get away with it, obviously. Not going too far away with the stolen goods. I guess they're like the same floor plan, so he could kind of see, you know, he knew where what was on the other side.
Okay.
Know, and, I guess it's at least a step closer to clever to do it behind the fridge, because it's like, well, I mean, you're still going to leave like probably scratches on the kitchen floor and
right.
a bunch of like maybe some like dust and drywall and stuff, as opposed to like cutting a hole in the living room wall and being like,
sure.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Is this like an apartment complex or is this like a duplex? Because that's like, no matter how clever you are, if the person you share a house with is like, this stuff is missing, they're going to be like,
also, if this is like your next door neighbor, do you think they did not hear you cutting through? I mean, like, I imagine that's not silent. And you'd have to have a
so much dust.
Your boy
drywall.
Has to be there to
got a vacuum
to like clean it up, to repatch it immediately.
Yeah, you have a guy with a vacuum held to like the saw blade to suck up all the dust.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, so
it seems fun.
Apparently they were moving out. The other people were moving out, but they were in the process of moving out, so I guess he knew they weren't around or something. But he also apparently claimed that there was somebody who robbed him, too, and had to chase him down and couldn't catch him. So he initially was like, oh, no, that was somebody else. Like, he was aware that what happened, and they realized that scuff marks and sawdust gave investigators the idea the hole had been cut from his side.
Oh, yeah.
A 2x3 hole. So, like, I guess he cut, like, a little doggy door or something.
Oh, okay.
Crawl through.
Not, like, a hole, like, man-sized.
I literally
like, just walk
imagine
through.
A round hole just in the middle of the wall.
Looney Tunes style?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It never occurred to me to come in Tom and Jerry style.
Yeah. I mean, I guess... I was imagining a
mouse hole, but big.
Yeah, I guess it's subterfuge. You don't really need to, but I was imagining a full height. Like, I guess you don't need to walk through if you're
But I mean,
robbing.
If you're going to be that bold,
yeah.
I guess he also would have known how big the fridge
bold
was.
Bold is you just steal the fridge.
Yeah,
and then,
right.
I don't know, man.
It seems fun.
What are you talking about? It's definitely, I mean, what he stole was the victim's jewelry, two guns, a holster, and a gun cleaning kit. You're going to take the cleaning kit, too? You're really going to...
keep them clean.
Yeah. You can't buy your own gun cleaning kit once you rob the gun.
That is practical, though.
Yeah.
That's probably the kind of thing you don't want to spend money on.
Yeah. Well, you know, he'll never notice that his two guns are gone.
Yeah.
It becomes tougher. Yeah. Apparently, he's got a criminal record. Three other thefts, two aggravated robbery charges, another burglary. It's like...
So he couldn't get it.
Career burglar thief. It's like, no. What? Come on.
He's got he misses the life.
Yeah.
I would love to do if my, like, but, all right, obviously it did not go well, but it would be a dream of mine to do that sort of heist, to, like, really execute, like, can you imagine, like, cutting through a wall into someone else's apartment, like, moving a fridge? That sounds fun as fuck.
Only if directed by Steven Soderbergh.
Soderbergh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It has, I need there to be jazzy, loungy music playing. all of us in the most stylish black.
Yeah.
And like, that seems to be the only way to do it.
What's an Elliot Gould? Is that the guy's
name? Right. Yeah, yes,
with the big fucking glasses?
Yeah. Ruben is helping you.
Yeah.
That's the only way it can be done.
Or you
I
could
think.
Go with Daniel Craig. He could help you wire the explosives if you want to go Logan Lucky route.
Oh. Logan Lucky?
Yeah.
like, yeah, the two touchstones of heists. Logan Lucky
well,
and
Logan Lucky
Ocean's
is also
11.
Soderbergh, and it's great. Everyone should watch Logan Lucky.
I never saw
it's on Amazon Prime. It's like Redneck Ocean. It's Ocean's 7-Eleven.
Adam Driver freaks me out to look at.
Yeah, he's a weird looking cat. What's going on that we're supposed to find him sexy?
I don't. His flesh is upsetting to me.
No offense,
Adam Driver.
He
but
just
your
looks
flesh
like
is
very
Adam Driver. If you listen to the show, let us know.
Yeah,
just harsh lines drawn. He doesn't yeah. strike me as like a person. Everything just is very pinched in a weird
but
way.
But he's like very like half-baked looking.
Yes. Yeah, a little translucent.
It's like if they took a bodybuilder and then they weren't quite done
yeah.
cooking him.
Yeah.
And then they pulled out Adam Driver, and he's just like, oh. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with you?
Yeah, we're doing definition in our muscles now, and he kind of came out like barrel-chested, mm-hmm. like
yeah.
from the 30s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
oh, that's what it is. He has a very like old strongman thing.
Yeah, yeah. But then very, he has like, that face, which is not old, but also not strongman.
Yeah, it's someone else's head. He's got a very exquisite corpse thing going on, where it's like different parts of him were drawn by different people. I don't know. It freaks me out.
Wow. Yeah, I don't like the looks of him. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't like him being pushed on.
Don't watch Logan Lucky then. Never mind.
I mean, I'll
love Soderbergh though.
I'll block him with my hand.
Yeah,
I watched the doc. There's some documentaries on old strongmen on Netflix, and I was watching them, and it rules. They're like, one guy became famous because they were like strength testing machines around London or something, mm-hmm. and he just broke all of them. And
oh,
then
wow.
He went around and he just broke them. They were like a thing where you're like supposed to slam down something. And he broke them all. And then the cops were like, who's breaking all the strength machines? And he was like, it's me, the strongest man. And then they were like,
we can't stop this
No, and
guy.
They were like, we don't believe you. If you can truly break this. And they like took him to another one. Like, break it in front of us. And he broke it. And the cops were so pumped they didn't charge him. They're like, oh my God, you're strong. They like made him famous. Very cool. Yeah, he would look great in a singlet, a striped
yes,
singlet.
Yes, a striped one, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But
that's what we've decided.
So what did he get, it's such a, I don't know, it I seems mean, fun.
It's fun, but he, you know, he's currently in bail.
If he gave,
behind bars, the bail said $105,000.
If he gave my stuff back and patched the hole, I wouldn't press charges.
I mean, I'm moving out anyway, so that's really
yeah.
on the
yeah.
next
yeah. Never gonna see this guy again.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Just
but it's gonna be hard to rent that unit.
Yeah, who wouldn't be? We'll move in next to the thief.
Yeah. yeah.
There is one known problem with this.
That's it.
One known
oh,
entry.
One
point.
Thing I should probably mention before we sign the paperwork, mm-hmm. or now that we've signed the paperwork, before you might want to keep an eye out for cutting through the walls and stealing your stuff.
Yeah.
He's That's, been known to do that.
No, they just rent it as like a single unit now because that guy's in jail. So they're like, it's two separate
right,
apartments
exactly.
with a,
yeah,
a
connecting door yeah. behind the fridge.
Why? That seems like some shit that they would have done by now in like a Bushwick apartment where you actually have like a revolving, like the kind you press yourself up against.
Oh, and it turns?
Yeah, Scooby-Doo style. I'd like that.
That'd be cool.
I'd love to live in a haunted mansion without any ghosts. That's my dream home. Haunted mansion that's been cleaned, been exorcised.
That's not part of a contract
you want, like,
to make money.
A certificate that says.
A no longer haunted mansion is where I'd like. Actually, no, I wouldn't. But, you know, too much space.
It's too big.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there by yourself when it gets dark, even if you know there's no ghosts. It doesn't
yeah.
feel good.
Also, you got to get a lot of furniture to fill that place.
Yeah. Wow, dude. I like moved into the first place where I bought furniture.
Yeah.
You need a lot of it.
You need...
And it's expensive.
It's very expensive. It's yeah. ridiculous.
They don't just
yeah.
give it to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like, it's weird that you're just like, you can't like fill it in as you go. Because if there's like empty spots, you're like, this looks weird.
It's like, all right, we'll buy one chair.
Right.
And we'll
yeah.
figure it out.
We'll scoot it around.
We can share it.
Welcome to my apartment. It's one... It's like that meme of like the guy who moved to some guy's apartment that was like one armchair in front of a TV on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, this is my how I live.
Yeah.
I love to game and sleep, and that's it.
That's it's built for speed.
Yeah.
That's the guy's life.
Made right, for
keep,
speed.
Keep it going.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Number four.
Number four.
Number four comes to us from, I believe, Iguana Helium Cube.
That's correct.
Yes, Iguana Helium Cube. Relevant to the username a little bit. Bad news for fans of Komodo Island. It is reportedly closing until 2020 because people will not stop stealing the dragons.
There's too many Bond villains.
Yeah. I mean, I know, you know, if you're a sword guy, a Komodo dragon is the ultimate centerpiece.
Right.
That is the final piece of, like, you know.
A massive hissing monster to be in my
how
home.
How do you steal one? I mean, I guess, aren't
Wait,
they venomous?
How big are those?
They're like,
like large iguana size.
No. They're like if you laid down, like human size.
Okay.
They're big.
Yeah, they're large.
Komodo dragons are real big.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember. I was like, I loved it. They had them at the National Zoo, and I was like, I just go look. My parents were probably so.
They'd be up 200.
Like, let's look at the dragons again.
170 to 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they're like a man size,
like a person.
But they crawl around.
Right.
They can run up to 12 miles an hour. These are all normal things. It's always nice.
So
really,
how are you squeezing that into your?
I don't know how people are stealing them. They're also venomous. Like. They are.
I mean,
Shelby just texted me. Komodo dragons killed the guy in Skyfall. So.
Oh, in the casino.
Which one? Oh wait, did he get bit? How did he get bit? Did I see Skyfall? I thought I did, but maybe I didn't.
You just do the song of karaoke.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
They're in like the Macau casino.
They drag him by the leg and eats him.
Yeah.
It eats him. But they're not. I don't think they eat people. I thought they poison you, but
they take a little bit of creative license with the Komodo dragons.
Yeah. So
people dart them to get them out of there? What are they? How do they?
The new, police busted a ring of lizard smugglers.
A ring.
A
ring. They cut a hole in the wall.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
behind all of the Airbnbs.
Yeah, they dug up into an island. They dug from under and then smuggled all the dragons out. There's
just touching
large...
the Komodo dragon. It's Pierre.
Yeah. Largest living lizard in the world. Very
okay.
Cool.
All right.
They're stealing them, and they're still, I don't know if there's, I think they're still officially endangered. They think there's only about, so that is significant. There's only about 6,000 of them in the world. So if you're stealing 50,
that's not good.
That's a big.
It's a chunk.
Yeah.
It's a lot of the dragons.
It's a market moving event.
Yeah.
The Komodo dragon market.
Yeah. They're closing it. That seems... If they're smugglers, why do you think they'd stop? Because the island is closed. They're already breaking.
Maybe
the
now
law.
They can shoot them just for being there.
Yeah. Oh, now they're like, so yeah, now when they see anybody, they can be like, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they'll still get it.
That's it. Nobody can come now. Okay.
Sorry, you ruined it for everybody. Yeah. Nobody gets to see the cool dragons.
Oh, they're poor tourism.
Just a real
passive
aggressive press conference.
Yeah.
Poor
yeah.
tourism board.
Yeah.
Yeah. You what know? Else is on Komodo Island?
Nothing, because it's full of fucking dragons. They're going to have a target? Like,
is anybody, people are going there just to be like, oh, man, check out those dragons. Well,
okay, let me see a picture of them, because here is where I admit
I'm excited that you haven't seen Komodo dragons. It's a shame. They're pretty cool.
I think in my brain I hear Komodo, but I think Komono. So I am thinking these lizards,
very well dressed,
just real nice robes.
Yeah,
and just very multi, and maybe a little, like a touch of lip gloss.
Yeah. And weirdly enough, no.
Where is Komodo Island?
Indonesia.
Okay.
Okay.
That's them. So they look.
Oh yeah,
they really
no, they're
are just
a lot
like
more drab than
lizards.
I was. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's no good.
I think up close they have kind of like a cool like patterning,
probably.
But they kind of just look dusty all the time.
When I first moved in with a girl in Atlanta who ended up being my best friend.
Some of these Komodo dragons are ending up in Atlanta. That's guaranteed.
No, here's the thing. When I moved in with her, she did a lot of like lizard rescue where people would get lizards of some sort and then just go, I can't handle this.
So
she was like a foster person
lizard?
For
like a lizard foster parent?
Yeah, for lizards. And like when I moved in with her, she had a couple of iguanas. And so we just lived with these iguanas. They had their own little crate. They had a heat rock. They wanted for nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we moved from that house to another house lots of crack. There's a lot of crackhead activity in Atlanta. I don't know you guys, but they're very entrepreneurial.
They're very active.
They're very active, super active. So to keep them from coming onto our porch and stealing shit, she was like, oh, I know what to do. I did this with the iguanas before. She would put the iguanas on the front porch. And then, like in the middle of the night, we just hear someone yell, ooh, Lord, lizards, and then run off. And we're like, okay, so that worked. But so in the time that we were in that house, one of them passed away. And then the other one escaped. And so we were like, well, how is he going to do? Sherman escaped. We did not know how he would do. Because it was like the beginning, winter was coming, basically.
Yeah.
And then the following spring, my roommate's outside of the house and just kind of messing around, and there's this old man who lived across the street, and he's just kind of staring over in her direction but looking up. And he said,
much like
hey.
A lizard would.
Yeah. He was like, hey, you got some sort of alligator on your power line up there. And she, she looked up, and it was Sherman. I guess he came back to visit and just let us know that he was fine. She got a ladder to try to get him down, but he was like, no, no, I'm fine out here. I'm a changed lizard. I'm a changed iguana. I'm of the streets now.
I am never getting a ladder to climb up to power lines to get an iguana lizard down.
Yeah, but I just love that old man just going, hey, you got some sort of alligator.
Yeah, all lizards are some sort of alligator.
And, he wasn't like
small
big.
Alligator.
Yeah, just a tiny, alligator. just a little handheld alligator.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad I never walked in and she was like, guess what? I'm fostering a kimono.
Yeah.
We got a Komodo dragon. It's going to take the third bedroom.
Yeah. Actually, at that time, I would have been like, if it kicks in rent, I really don't give a fuck.
A week later, it is also taking the second bedroom.
Pierce designs on more of the house.
You may want to look for another place.
Love to own just an apex predator. Just love to have that as a pet.
I feel like we need a movie from those raid guys set on Komodo Island because it's in Indonesia.
Oh, yeah.
So they just have like a bunch of guys fighting and killing each other with machetes doing and like, also a Komodo dragon.
Yeah, doing like aerials over Komodo dragons. Tony Jaa jumping over a Komodo dragon. They kicked that. Yeah. That like Komodo lizard people, I don't know, man. Snake, I hate snake pets.
The lizards, like, it smells bad. Like, what you have to have, like, smells bad.
Yeah.
Turtle, like, tortoises smell terrible. Like, those, like, cages don't smell good. Those,
most
like,
animals smell, like, it's weird that we consider, like, dogs, like, people are like, oh, they poop everywhere. It's like, they smell better than, like, most animals.
They're designed to be simpatico.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's sort of, they've all their behavior has, like, changed to, like, be like, huh, come on, all right.
You, my uncle collected snakes, and it was interesting. He worked in Italy for a while. They sent him to, he worked at Prince, the tennis racket company. Mm-hmm. They sent him to Italy, and it was like so funny because they were not. He is not an Italian. So he showed up in Italy with.
We
all
don't
these
like it.
Fucking,
snakes.
Yeah, no snake, please. he showed up in Italy, like he got buried in an Eagles jersey. All right, he's not an Italian man. and shout out to the Discord, the Philly people in there. That was like the first dead body, dead relative I ever saw, and it was in an Eagles jersey. Very weird. But
covered in snakes.
Yeah. All the snakes with
buried with the snakes.
Like the way that a dog jumps into the coffin, and the snakes are just like all like filing into the coffin.
Everyone's lifting their feet up off the ground.
Everyone's like, bury it. but he had a boa constrictor, and it got out. Not great when I was staying with them, and it got out, and then it crawled into, or not crawl, it has no legs, but it slithered into a Lazy Boy that they had, and it slithered into the Lazy Boy, wrapped itself around all the like mechanisms, crushed them, and then died.
I think you've said this before. Yeah.
What?
It like crushed all the moving parts of the Lazy Boy, and then I think it died.
Oh.
And they were like, where's this snake? And all of a sudden, the Lazy Boy doesn't open, and they're like, ooh.
Oh.
Quite a bit of snake in here.
Chink.
Yeah.
Like, is that
probably a little wetter than like chunk? It's like
smells kind of like snake blood.
Yeah. Does it smell like snake blood to anyone in here?
Oh man.
Yeah.
Also, when I lived with this girl, we had a party, and
lizard party.
Huh?
Lizard party?
No, just like a
just
holiday
party.
Yeah,
a bunch of iguanas and sunglasses.
Yeah,
iguanas and did you give them Santa hats? That would be the greatest party.
They were kind of a hit. People were paying attention, but she also had some little snake. I didn't pay much attention to the snake part. I was like, that is so you and on your side of the house.
Yeah.
But someone, I guess, played with the snake or something. And as we're cleaning up the next day, she was like, oh, man, someone killed the snake. And I said, how do you know? She was like, I think they broke its neck. And I'm like, isn't a snake all neck?
Yeah.
But someone, I looked, had the snake was bent in an unusual way.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
I don't,
not playing with you. You knew like a psychopath.
Yeah, probably. We probably did. I mean, yes, for sure. Absolutely.
No one's like, I'm
that,
playing with this.
And,
like,
and that time so of my scary. Life, yeah, no, I could think of at least three people who would probably just snap a snake just to see if it's snappable. But I also knew enough people at that time that would probably go, oh, this, so they tried to curl it up in a perfect spiral, because you know how snakes do that, just curl up and they
like in cartoons.
And just put it in the middle of the little cage in a perfect spiral. And she was like, ah, snakes don't spiral, like we're having this, snake,
they're just like, they're like, there you go, in a circle like you like to be. And all the bones are just shattering.
Right.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you in the circle.
So then all of a sudden you saw the snake, and the snake was dressed in white. Just telling you that it's not mad at you.
I understand.
It's just next to two people.
That party got crazy. Yeah, we did. We definitely commissioned a mural to go.
Yeah, mural on the
side of the wall. Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend? Killed a snake. At a party. I think I would like a gecko. That would be a cool pet.
They look cool.
She had a few of those. They seemed real.
They get out though. That's all these things.
No, you
sticky.
Can fix
they can
them.
Crawl around. Geckos are elusive.
You but can, it's just like, I mean, like, you know, you just
play the game Gex. You don't
be,
need
be careful Gex. When you're putting like crickets in there.
Yeah.
The crickets are harder to keep.
I had, that's the thing. I had toads that I begged my parents to get my mom to get me.
I had toads.
For like 2 weeks.
Mother, I must have toads.
But the problem, because I couldn't have a dog, so I was like, I need something.
Yeah. Right.
And they like, it was like, oh, they like, they're just kind of there. And also like they move like in a way that's not like trackable. So they're either still or they're like gone.
Right.
They only move when you're not looking at
them. So it's very easy to like lose track of them. So it's like, okay, you have to constantly be like this and kind of like, oh, cool. This is great. I love having this that I get to just do this. And
it's my little
afraid
guy.
It's going to like jump in my mouth.
Check out my little guy.
Yeah. And then, you had to get the crickets and the crickets. So all of a sudden you're now a cricket farmer.
Yes.
Because you have to give the crickets carrots to keep them fed so they don't die.
Right.
Then you have to transfer them without incident into the toad thing so the toads can eat them because they won't eat like pellets or anything. They only eat live things.
The chirping. It must have been.
It's in the garage. It was in the garage.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
my friend, she and her mom would just go and buy crickets from a, you know, fresh crickets from a thing. And then like for the snakes, you know, you'd get frozen mice.
Yeah.
But the
crickets, like, they get, like, the...
Yeah, they're going to get
you
out.
You lose them, and then you have crickets. There's a cricket. And
I had to drive home once with a bag full of crickets, and I was like, I didn't sign up for that. I just wanted to not live with my parents anymore, and now I am transporting crickets across what feels like state lines.
Yeah.
We had, in my shed, in my house, you've been there, but we had a shed. I think it might be gone now, but it was filled. Have you guys seen camel crickets?
R.I.P. to the shed.
Oh, no.
Camel
sounds
crickets
bad.
Are...
No, they're...
Huge.
They're a nightmare.
They're like they're like crickets, but just like literally like Photoshop stretched. They're like they'd like fill your palm. They're huge.
Yeah.
And the shed was overrun with them. And I
and
just
that's
like
that's how you
stopped.
Lost the shed?
Just took a blowtorch.
We like
to
lost
it.
The shed to the crickets. Like we just like stopped gardening. Because we're like, no.
But now I don't want them to touch me.
We should have gotten a snake or a lizard and put it in the shed.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they were going to
fight. Just put an iguana in the shed.
Yeah, they were going to fight.
We could still do that. My parents want a new
could.
Pet and be like, get an iguana, put
get
it in the shed.
Iguana,
we'll eat those.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you get a snake to kill the iguana, and then you get a, I don't know.
Yeah, if you give a moose a muffin.
Chimp to kill the snake. Mongoose to kill the snake.
Someone comes over, there's a furious chimpanzee just wailing on the walls of our shed. And like, what is going on? We're like, it's a
crickets.
Long story. Things, we had some crickets and things escalated, and we have imprisoned a chimp, and it's so mad.
It's really aware that it's imprisoned. It's not happy.
Yeah.
Well, RIP to the shed and to that snake.
Yeah, shout out to my shed. I stopped biking for a long time because my bike was in the
That's
shed.
That's the reason you stopped biking. That was
think of all the crickets that now know how to ride a bike.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like a bike is so big that like...
No,
like
it gets,
one thing
it gets that
like,
stuff on. It gets like that, like shed stuff on it.
Yeah, but the, like you also
cobwebs.
Like, if it was like a, if I just needed like a trowel, you know, like I could fucking reach in and grab
yeah.
it. But a bike, the crickets would always be all over the bike.
Right.
And I'd have. It was literally like pulling a fucking bike out of a crypt. It was like because as soon as you move it, all the crickets start, and then a couple of them are in the spokes and they get cut. But it was so. It was brutal. I was just like to my parents eventually, I was like, I know this is what the shed is for, but it is exactly what you said. I was like, the shed is the crickets now, right? We got to give up the shed and just let them have it. And I'm moving my bike somewhere else. They don't have to have like a mummy situation every time I go in there. Yeah.
There's probably a mummy in. Look, there's going to be a mummy in there.
Yeah.
It's the mummy that could not be more than like 250 years old, probably.
Fairly recently.
mummy with the secret of the where the Declaration of Independence leads.
Yeah. If you unravel its colonial bandages, mummy. It's all written on the inside.
There, we just wrote the third movie. There it is.
Yeah.
Number three.
All right, so number three comes to us from RD Random on Twitter. This one is so this is a French fighter jet, which I did not know. French Air Force. I guess the French have an Air Force. You don't think about it.
I think you mean a French surrender jet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ah! Blammo.
You burnt
water
France.
Out of a flower everywhere. Yeah.
Well, we know that they wouldn't help us with those jets after the Freedom Fries and all that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We were mad about that 20 years ago. So this guy was doing a ride-along in the jet for this. It's the Rafale B. It's like a twin-seat fighter jet for an observation flight. So I guess Air Forces take civilians up, including, it says here, government officials, members of the media, and celebrities.
Don't you just, like, pass out and throw up?
Probably.
Depending on how they fly, I think so. But this is a 64-year-old man, unidentified civilian, riding in a twin seat. As the jet was taking off, the ejection seat sequence was somehow triggered, sending him up through the canopy.
Hell yeah.
So he, got shot out the way that, like, you know,
the way that cartoons taught us.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that was a legit function.
It's real.
Like, seats in planes, they have a lever, and then they have a big spring at the underneath the seat, and then you go flying up. That's how,
The seat doesn't come with you.
No.
It bounces boing. Up and down,
okay.
Up and down after.
I'm just imagining.
It's very dangerous for the pilot who's still on the plane because he's getting hit by this other seat as it bounces. The guy's fine, which is why this is not a sad story.
What? Hold on.
Well, it's got like a parachute.
Yeah, right? We have a parachute built in, and also it was like it's still taking off, so it wasn't. I guess it wasn't that high up.
I think everything in my life is just informed by cartoons. Yeah. He just, in my mind, just disappeared. Like he wasn't dead, but he wasn't alive.
He did that thing where he just flew really far, and then there was like a blinking sound.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Just like the tiniest splash noise.
This is like Team Rocket blasting off again.
Yeah, I didn't.
He did the goofy scream that, yeah. And then this one was gone.
It's like anime had just gone, and then you just saw one cloud, like a big circle, like poof.
Right, exactly.
It's like if you fall off a cliff, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We've seen it a thousand times.
If you don't get that one branch.
First thing happens is
for it.
Yeah. You got to pay attention because you might run too far, and then you'd be like, wait, why is no one out here with me? And then you look down and realize you're standing on nothing, and then you're, you know.
And then just the legs
bottom
first,
and you fall, and then,
and
you
then your torso. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's all stretchy.
Mind over matter.
Sometimes you hold up a sign looking at the uh-oh or something because you're not a big
I carry a lot of signs on me that just say yikes. All of them do.
I don't think that there is a single death that is more dramatic of a difference between cartoon and what it would be like in real life than a steamroller. Because it is so neat and funny in a cartoon.
Imagining
that in real life is like
screaming. So bad. Just horrible screaming.
Yeah, there was hardly any crunching noises.
There's
you get to a certain point when the person's just dead.
Yeah.
And then it's just no screaming, just
There's that scene in the one Austin Powers where they're like going down like the middle of an empty room and the guy's just like, it's Michael McDonald, actually. I saw it recently. I was like, that's Michael McDonald getting crushed by a steamroller.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
He should have been Stewart for that.
Yeah. Stewart. Oh man.
So the guy is okay. He has a back injury, which I think may have just been something he had already. Being 64.
Yeah, because he's like 60 something. Yeah.
I want to know who this guy is. He's unidentified. He was like he's probably like a head of like the biggest croissant company or something, right? I don't know. I don't know what big French.
Was there anything that said how the pilot felt about that? Like, was he like, my bad? I meant to turn that off.
Does not seem. Yeah, right.
He didn't realize. He's just like, so how are you liking the flight? Can't turn around.
The pilot landed the aircraft safely.
Oh, that's good.
It's unclear what happened. There's a partial grounding, and they tried to figure out what happened. But it seems like these planes, just logically from an engineering perspective, there must be a very deliberate process where you have to like push a button, turn a crank, solve a math problem, all these things.
I mean, is that the one thing where it's just like literally just eject and an up down switch? Or...
Well, I feel like to be effective, it has to be like. You know, if you need to eject, you need to fucking eject.
Yeah, but it's still
where's
has to be,
the key?
It's still something that's not that easily triggered, though.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, at least, speaking of cartoons, there's, of course, like at least a transparent box over that has to
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Out. That you got to flip open.
That's right.
And just smack that's the button or something.
As we all know, that's the best way to
That's usually how things. That's how I protect all of my items, just the plexiglass box.
I'd love to.
Occasionally you see somebody that has a house where like a light switch with like do not touch light switch or whatever.
Right,
you know.
Sure.
Dude, you know, have one of those things on it because they have all their stuff plugged into it, you know, that one outlet because it's like poorly designed.
It bums me out so much to see a photo of somebody who has like a Funko Pop under a plexiglass box. It's like, it's fine. You know? It's a fucking
I don't want it to age.
Yeah. Oh, my Spider-Man. I have another guess for what this man's job might be.
What is it?
Perhaps he is the one in France that makes all the naked ladies dance.
Oh, that's right. That would be an important guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to lose him. Yeah.
He runs the place in France.
Yeah, where all the naked ladies dance.
Which is, yeah, I guess, no. Is that the Moulin Rouge? We're just collapsing everything we know, like the six things we know about France.
Yeah.
He makes the onion soup. He's the onion soup heir.
He put cheese on onion soup.
His great grandfather invented onion soup.
No, we definitely don't want to lose this man. I'm glad he's fine then.
Yeah. It's hard to trigger this thing unless it was some kind of freak thing. So the other alternative is this guy did it on purpose because he saw his chance to get ejected. Seems like I've always wanted to be in an ejector seat.
Yeah.
So if that's true, then I respect this guy for that move. It's powerful.
Just wham. Yeah.
I'm gonna do it, man. I'm gonna do it. It's like hey, come on, don't do it, man. It's like, I'm doing it.
Like he's just looking up how on his phone.
Except
like,
they're all just going, I'm doing it.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
They talk like that.
You can't stop me. I'm going to push
They're speaking English for some reason.
I'm going to pull the lever. Please don't pull the lever. I'm going to pull the lever.
And he said like sacre bleu.
Yeah.
Right.
I beg you, please not to the lever. It will shoot you out. I'm going to pull it.
Yeah.
French. People.
That's what it was like.
I went to
no more information.
Yeah, I went to Paris and we stayed in a very cheap hostel, which turned out to be like outside of Paris in a very bad area.
Mm.
And then we went to a bar near that hostel, and there was I'm pretty sure a large group of Albanian mafia. And they, like out of a movie, they invited us to our table and made fun of us and bought us drinks.
It was like that episode of Party Down.
Like I don't know if I remember that episode, but literally they
Ricky
were like
Sargalesh.
Buying us constant drinks, but they would just like talk in French or Albanian or something and just like laugh at us.
Wow.
And it was me and my friend Danny and we were like and then we like tried to leave and they didn't seem happy about it. It was like very scary actually.
Yeah, that kind of sounds fun yet terrifying.
They just were like two big American boys.
Yeah. Yeah. I stayed on the Champs-Élysées. I don't remember where we were, but I remember that I couldn't get onion soup anywhere when I was there, and I was very mad. It was only for a few days. They were just like being mean to me.
French were just bullying a young patty.
They were mean to me.
Onion soup, please.
I was like,
not
20.
For you, no.
Yeah.
Like we are super, out of onion.
Super onion. We are out.
We are out.
American pig. This would have been like 2003, 2004. So yeah, I mean, it tracks.
Yeah.
That they would. That was the peak of. Well, no, it's gotten worse.
I was wondering
if
French onion soup is like a General Tso situation, where they're like, don't really do it.
They do it.
Yeah, not for you.
Yeah, not for me though. It's on the menu.
I'm just so sad now. A little bit. Soup a la onion, please.
Yeah.
No.
Again, I was like 20, so it wasn't quite.
Yeah, that was your voice when you were 20.
That was me, yeah. My voice finally changed when I got back.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But,
how much does it cost? I feel like it's got to cost a lot of money to pull an ejector seat, right?
Probably, because
how do
you have to get
press
like a whole
down.
Team to like,
you know what I mean? Like, do you wind it up?
Usually if you...
You got to hire the strong man to push that spring down.
Well, usually if you're in a situation where you're ejecting from a plane, the plane is no longer considered, like, that plane's done for.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can't just
I assume they have a way to put it back in.
The plane is dying and going to crash. That is the assumption.
Yeah, I assume they could put it back in case of like this or malfunction, but like it's probably not easy. It's probably like, I mean, it involves like the real ones involve like boosters, right?
I think they have like, it's like a,
it's like a propulsion.
It's
system.
Like a, yeah, some kind
well,
of.
Well, it sounds like all he did compressed was air just or like, yeah. You know, he shot up, he tore a hole in the canopy, so you're going to have to sew that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I mean, if you patch it, I feel like you still could, like, take kids out on it or something.
Yeah.
Like a fun ride. Like
yeah,
a,
just put it on the Intrepid, wherever the French equivalent of the Intrepid is, right?
Yeah, you know, yeah, way. Wherever Lee Space Camp would go.
Wherever the French go to celebrate their military might.
We're really giving it to the French today.
Yeah, take I guess, I mean, they need to. It's their only plane like that.
Thanks
probably.
For the thanks for
yeah.
the help with the revolution. Fuck off. Since then, apparently,
not going to participate in any war that's not about beaver fur. We're to the French. that's my only history knowledge for some reason.
I'm just like, it's like, hey, they're calling up like the like jet seat company. It's like. We need to put one back in. And they're just like, what? And then they just have like a team of engineers, like Apollo 13, just like, all right, here's all the stuff dumping it out of it. We got to get this back in here.
Yeah, they just duct tape it back.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just one less seat now forever. Well, good luck to the French.
I think that's a good sentiment to end on.
Number two
comes from Tupper Word in the Discord. This is a teen who is accused of having a gun, and then
chilling stuff. Teens with guns.
No.
Okay, all right.
Make fun of my clothes and shoot me? Yeah. I don't think so.
Kids with guns. What is this? A Gorillaz song from that one album?
Damon, if you're out there.
Damon Albarn, come on the pod.
Look, someone listened.
Yeah, as 2D. Gorillaz are... I feel like the Gorillaz kind of got like stuck, like a little bit kind of stuck in that like, oh, 90s music.
Right.
The Gorillaz are really good.
They are. I just went through a phase.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a month ago. I was just like, I'm going to listen to them. I'm like, this is all
like
pretty good, y'all.
I think Feel Good Inc. had the longest run of being overplayed as shit, but still every time you're like, "This is good. That's a really good song."
Yeah, I never really
windmill,
got sick
windmill,
of
it. Windmill, windmill, yeah, all right.
I never really got sick of that one. That's true.
It's and Dare is so good.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. And then it's like all Jamie Hewlett, who's like the artist. Oh man, I love her. I want to see them live. I missed it. They came here. This is just a conversation now. Back
right,
to the story.
Yeah.
So anyways, the 17-year-old had a gun. And then, so she, I guess as part of this, she would have to surrender her passport because she illegally owned a gun. But she asked that
this is
she...
This is in Ireland, right?
Yeah, yes. Something. It's got a lot of weird, yeah, Dublin. So she pleaded with the court to not take her passport because she needs it to get into nightclubs, which...
That's pretty good to me. Like, that's to just like, but look... I got to get out there, all right? I can't, you can't have that.
So then she probably is not allowed to have her gun.
Yeah, I think she's given up on the gun.
They took the gun.
Yeah, the gun is gone.
But she's hoping to still get her passport so she can still just be out there.
She wants to get in the mix.
Yeah,
well,
she wants to mingle.
Speaking as somebody.
Awful EDM, I assume.
Speaking as somebody who has been in clubs when people are carrying guns. What's the fun?
Yeah.
Without a gun, what's the fun?
Why even go?
Why go?
Yeah.
You want
Why do anything
to,
without a gun?
Yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah.
Man, there are so I can't believe how many places there are in Atlanta where they got to the point where they had to put up a sign that was like,
oh,
please
no guns.
Don't.
Yeah. It's like an Old West saloon. They have like a guy checking guns at the front.
Yeah, a couple places in Chicago too. They have it's on the door. It's on the window. And it's a sticker. Like it's
just like no smoking.
Literally the
no
same
guns.
As like this in a smoking. It's just like no, please no guns.
Yeah, like, please if you. All right. I know you could, but we'd like it if you didn't.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised there aren't more like guns going off during like lap dances, like
for sure,
because that's like where the gun is. And
yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I feel like.
There's a lot of, I mean, I don't know if guns are activated by, you know, sudden blood spikes or moisture or what.
Yeah. you're thinking of the guns from whatever movie that is where they're like fingerprint ID'd.
Right,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah. No, you'd think a lot more people would just like Plaxico burress themselves. Just really.
For sure. Because there are a lot of just dumb, clumsy people. I mean, like at the club anyway, you're drinking, you're going to get. Mm-hmm. How do you not accidentally just.
And never a holster. Always just like.
Always just
the waistband.
Into the, yeah.
That's crazy. I wouldn't
put. That was Plaxico. That was like the sweatpants, right?
He
was
just. Which is stupid. Yeah.
They started to fall down and he tried to get it and he shot himself in the leg. And then like. That was like the
it's
end
not
of
like
his
he
career.
Needs, it's not like he needs his legs.
Yeah.
Well, the one guy.
To make millions of dollars.
It's crazy. The one guy that blew his whole hand up, he still plays. He's still good. Jason Pierre-Paul?
Yeah.
He like destroyed his hand with a firework.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That
and now he
dummy.
Plays with like a club. It's crazy. It's very cool. I don't know. Let's talk about injured football players for a while.
Well, all he has to do is like shove guys. Yeah. He's
right,
like a lineman,
so.
Right?
It's funny that Plaxico Burress is like. It was sort of like when a horse breaks its leg, because he was like a burner, right? He was like a quick. His whole thing was like being a super fast, and then he like broke his leg, and then the NFL was like, took him out. I don't know.
Well, also you then become established as a problem player.
Yeah,
it
didn't go from zero to gun in leg.
It's like, oh well, but it's just like once you have the he shot himself. It's like, it could happen to anybody. It's like we also maybe we don't need to sign that
I
guy.
I am still imagining how this girl thinks that. The passport is the lack of passport is what's going to keep her from getting into the club, and not the fact that she's known around town as old girl with the gun. You know what I mean?
Oh, they took the gun. It's fine.
It's fine. No. Yeah. You don't need, like, she could hold up the gun and just go, do you recognize me now? And it's like, yes.
Very familiar.
You. Yes.
I'm reading it. It's kind of, are the police in Ireland called, like, the Gardaí?
Yeah, they are.
That's some fantasy shit. That sounds like a fucking
rider
from
Gaelic.
Lords
of the
Rings.
What's the gun situation over there anyway? Like, is it like here where everybody's gotta have one? Or
I don't think so.
So
I feel like there's a lot of. I mean, it's not a, but I feel like there's still like a guard of like people who are like, we're gonna have to be ready to defend Ireland. Like,
yeah.
Sort of,
oh,
like
okay.
That vibe.
The IRA.
Yeah.
You're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Those guys. Yeah,
I don't know much about it, so I was trying to not delve
into
it at all.
They use guns, they use more explosives, I think, is more of their
thing.
Yeah,
I don't want to expose my lack of knowledge about that whole thing. I just know that Irish car bomb is not a cool thing to say or whatever.
Not to an Irish person.
At St. Patrick's Day, you don't do that. That's the end of my knowledge. But one thing that I do like here is that she said in a very Irish, like, sentence structure. She told the court that she needed her passport as I've no ID for when I'm going out. And then what kind of does rule is that the judge did say she's like, because you know, have you ever tried to get an ID when something gets stolen and you need those like 4 points of ID at the DMV?
Yes.
And like if one of them's gone, it's such a catch 22 like,
right.
Of their like, they're like, well, yeah, we can make you another ID. Just bring in your old ID. You're like,
right.
Well, it's gone. They're like, I don't know how we'd identify you without an ID. And it's like,
right,
what
exactly.
Is this fucking puzzle?
Yeah.
So the judge was like, we'll give it back to you if you need it to get an ID. So I guess that's what she's going to do.
Could she just go to the club with like,
just hold up
I don't know, like
just pronounce this article.
Yeah, the article and then like a cable bill. And then, you know what I mean? Like all of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Here are my old tax papers or whatever.
That was like
that you
proof of residence.
Yeah, exactly.
Got your damn social security card at the club. That's.
You gotta be careful. You only get 10 of those.
Yeah. I'm always shocked at how shitty social security cards are. Like, how are they like worse than most credit cards?
They're like paper.
Yeah, it's like a ticket. It's like
well, it's because the
fare.
Number is the thing that has value. The card doesn't really do anything, you know. It's not like you need to flash it. Anywhere.
Yeah, but it's like you think, I don't know, engrave it.
Yeah, but I mean, you can memorize a number.
Yeah.
So like when you get a job and they're like, yeah, we kind of need to see your card. I mean, my card I've managed to hold on to since I got it as a teenager.
Yeah.
But my handwriting has definitely evolved since then.
Yeah.
So now I hand it to them and they're like, is this even, what is this? And I'm like,
do you
like,
sign it? I don't remember.
You, yeah.
Mine, maybe not,
back,
mine's not valid.
Way back in the day, you did.
Yeah.
You did sign it.
Mine just looks like a thing you'd get for like reading a lot of books.
It does
in, like, sixth
at this
grade.
Point.
Like,
yeah, it does kind
which
of.
Which is stupid. And the number on it is... just weird number on it.
It has like the punch thing on all four sides. It's like, uh-huh, it's like, yeah, a card from the Sports Illustrated for Kids in the back.
That's how you get to retirement, is you have to
punch all the holes.
Every year you go to the government and they punch. It's like a little eagle-shaped puncher. Oh, man.
It's like, give me two.
Yeah. I used to love that. I still miss that there was this bootleg near my old apartment. There was a bootleg tobacco store sold bootleg cigarettes. And they, only place I've ever seen, had a punch card for cigarettes. Literally, like, buy 10 packs, give you one free. And I was like, what are you
Why
doing
are they
here?
To actively kill.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, all right.
Passive,
man,
is fine, but actively.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then again, everyone loves a deal.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, you might as well.
Some people, the deal is better than the thing they're getting the deal on. The deal's the only thing that matters.
Shouts out to that. I can't say what it is because then they'll shut it down.
Yeah, they absolutely will.
Still open?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And it was like, but like bootleg cigarettes are not like, it was in the middle of Williamsburg, like in the bougie part. Like I was, it was very surprising that to me, because usually you'd have to go like further out to get like, you know, bootleg cigarettes or something. The
now, when you
packs.
Say bootleg cigarettes, do you mean that these are brands that no one's ever heard of?
No, they're cigarettes that they're usually brought in from they're smuggled in on like a bus from a different state or something.
Oh, okay.
So they never pay the New York taxes on them. Like, right. There's this like stamp that means that they've had New York taxes paid on them.
Oh, okay.
And instead, but bootleg ones are like, instead of like 15, 16 bucks, they're like $8.
Right, right, right.
But they're the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like when you find one, it's like.
Oh, like, all right. Yeah. I was just picturing just like true boot, like just like, you know, like a Tarlboro or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like not actually. Just,
Lucky Stripes.
Yeah, you know, just everything. The camel is like his eyes are crossed or something. You know what I mean?
What's like a similar to a camel? Dromedary Blues.
Right, right. Love yeah. Them. Just, can't, you know, the alpaca lights or something.
Oh, yeah. Man. Just like all like Simpson cigarettes.
Right,
or
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Joe Camel.
These aren't even cigarettes at all, yeah.
Joe Camel died.
They're so bootleg, they're not even cigarettes. They're just. Yeah.
R.I.P. Joe Camel.
Oh, man.
That seems like some shit that would happen in our cursed world.
What?
That, like, Camel would say that Joe Camel died, or they're like, we're burying, it's a funeral for Joe Camel. I don't think they're like allowed to advertise anymore.
I used to love all of that Joe Camel advertising because they.
Joe K, yeah.
Because they.
It was cool.
When they laid out, I mean, I was a full-on adult who never had any interest in smoking, but they would have, like, you know, where they're at the bar and they're playing pool, and then there are girl camels and other, like, it's boys and all that stuff. I just loved what they thought, like, young culture via camel was.
And then they had, and then it got weirder because I think there were camel ads where he was obviously still Joe Camel, but he wasn't living in an entirely camel world. And
oh, sure.
Joe Camel, like, his thing is that he's, like, cool and he fucks.
Right.
So it was,
yes,
like, a lot of, like, human women around Joe Camel. You're just I don't want to get into this, really.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't want to.
Joe Camel was the first furry. That's
the original.
He was, like, proto Bojack.
Yeah, yeah.
When they have
furry
to make,
icon,
like,
Joe
sexy,
Camel.
How do you make a camel sex? Like, oh, a lady camel, because the humps are. So So you still have to put them in, like, they're upright with tank tops, like low cut tank tops, but the humps are in the back, you know, and they're just there lighting all of his cigarettes. I just
check him out.
He's so buff in that photo.
Wow, he's really been hitting the gym.
Yeah,
Jesus,
it's good. The arms crossed in front of.
I don't think they're allowed. Are they still allowed to use him? I thought that they.
I don't think
shut
so.
Down.
I'm just looking at
I don't think the kids really cared about.
Look,
I'm not sure what's going on here. It's
advertising,
like, you're laying
cigarettes
on the ground
is
and,
like,
and Joe Camel's friend is ashing into your face.
Yeah, I mean, Joe was borderline disrespectful.
Like,
yeah, he wouldn't have been cool to hang with at that time. There were never any alternative Joe Camels. Like, there was not a dude who had on, like, a Nirvana shirt in the ads. And I was like, I don't know who to hang with then.
It's like one of those, it's like Motley Crue. It's like, would you actually want to
hang out with Motley Crue? Right, exactly.
Like, probably
they seem
not.
Like they're a bunch of pills.
You know
I mean? They're not a lot of fun.
Or someone would just end up dead and you have to figure that out.
Again? Every time, y'all? Every time, Vince? Every time.
But yeah, Joe Camel, I mean, he doesn't have to do a lot of work because, like, they can say whatever they want. Smoking is bad for you, and if you're a kid listening, I don't know.
Yeah,
fucking children,
don't do
it's
it.
It's bad.
But at this point,
it's awful, but it is very cool. It is so cool looking. All these like ad campaigns are like, they're like, smoking isn't cool. It's like, look, you got to admit it's cool. And yeah, then we can move on.
Yeah.
And then we can keep moving. Because you're blowing smoke out of your mouth. What the fuck do you want? Like, this is like a dragon. Why would this not be cool? It just happens to destroy your lungs and give you all sorts of cancer.
But other than that.
And your mouth tastes bad.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
It's like kissing an ashtray.
That's how we got him. All right. Well, hey, don't smoke.
Title of the episode.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
All right. This one came to us from a lot of sources.
there's one every week that
yeah.
Everyone make sure we see.
The first one that I remember seeing was Bobby Big Wheel on Twitter, the Give
Love
Smart
Bobby
guy.
Bobby Big Wheel.
Great
avatar. Underrated movie, Slapshot. Paul Newman wears a hunk of turquoise that is about 3 inches in diameter.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know. Paul Newman in turquoise, where do I sign?
He's wearing rings and he has his big shearling jacket.
Oh, that's great.
Good movie, honestly. Very good.
That's funny. This one, I'm just going to read the headline here from Newsweek. Arkansas men arrested for taking turns shooting each other while wearing bulletproof vest after drinking.
Why are arrested?
After drinking, important to characterize that.
Well, apparently
not
before drinking.
Well, I guess it's illegal to shoot each other. I mean, like.
Yeah, but they'd have to like press charges on each other, right?
I don't know if that's how that works.
This is like...
I'm not going to press charges. I mean, like, you could not cooperate with the investigation, but the DA is the one who decides whether
they're going to charge. But I feel like maybe if somebody saw them shooting at each other, they may have said, this isn't cool.
You're not just endangering each other.
It's a victimless crime.
Oh, yeah, my exactly. goodness.
These are two guys. All right. Charles Eugene Ferris, age 50. 50! And Christopher Hicks, age 36,
mm-hmm.
were detained on Monday, which took place on Sunday, and left one neighbor alarmed. So somebody snitched.
Yeah.
Left a neighbor alarmed? Fuck
Look,
off.
It is an odd thing to see people just...
Are they shooting each other over there?
Right. Yeah, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Also, in the weekend that I went to D.C. with Eli, and we ended up at some party, and Eli and someone else, was it Casey?
Probably.
Just started slapping each other
for fun. Oh, yeah, that's a cool thing the guys
and
do.
I was just like... This is the most white boy shit of all the white boy shit I've ever seen. Like, I made up that they probably just slap each other for fun, but they literally are doing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was extremely white. It was extremely white boy shit.
We were embracing our truest self.
Yeah, yeah.
Slap in the face?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
we never get a little slap.
Just like a wind up and a, all right, I'm going to get you with this one.
We would do like the slap on the back when somebody didn't have a shirt on, like, you know, like as like a, because that
really
hurts.
It's a back and forth.
The shoulder
it's like,
yeah, no, this was like a, I imagine what these two.
Like taking turns, like, okay,
yes.
now you slap me.
Yeah. Like
bloody
this
knuckles.
Is, again, after drinking, that seems to be the key.
Yeah.
After drinking, they both just put
you
on
guys
their.
Slapping each other? You both have like incredibly red faces and, yes. and watery eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, I think that was. I remember where it was too. I think. Yeah, yeah. It's a good time.
It was.
You ever play Bloody Knuckles?
It was a Bowie monger. It was
what?
Weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone was very upset.
You ever play Bloody Knuckles? It's like
I never
not
played
it.
Bloody Knuckles.
No, wait,
I wasn't big on like doing violence. That wasn't my thing.
Bloody Knuckles was a game that you played as a boy in the fucking as a child, where it was like a schoolyard game where there were two types.
You're gonna love this.
It's Bloody Knuckles is you just hold out your fist and then the other person punches your fist with their fist and then you take turns until one person gives up and then they lose. And then there's also New York style Bloody
Lord,
Knuckles.
Oh, was that with like knives?
But this
attached?
Is in D.C., but but for some reason it became New York style, which is regular Bloody Knuckles is like
it's
straight on like fist to fist.
Uh-huh.
Like, and New York style is taking the
okay
like the second knuckle like
right.
And coming down from up top and you like hit
so
that
you, like,
on the
wrap
knuckles.
Them on the top. With,
yeah, I'm trying
okay.
to describe it for people who are listening, but it's like you take like the bottom the second knuckles like on the bottom of your fist and you smack the top knuckles of somebody else's fist and it hurts fucking way more. New York style is way harder. Way harder is the wrong word, but like. Yeah, you just beat the shit out of each other. You have so much testosterone. You're like. In sixth grade.
Didn't you guys just like do the thing where you flicked each other's knuckles instead?
I mean, you could do that, but.
Or maybe try to crack each other's pencil with the other one? Why are we.
It's because like there was always like one kid that just had like anger problems, and then
oh,
he'd
okay.
be like,
and then
you want to play Bloody Knuckles?
New York's New York you, style.
If someone asks you, you can't be like, you know, if someone's like, you want to play Bloody Knuckles, you can't be like, no. You have to be like, yeah. And then you just punch each other's fist for a long time.
Oh, God.
Cool.
Manhood is hard. I'll do it.
It's being a man is so easy. We find a lot of ways to make it awful for ourselves.
I think that's right.
Like, how do we get this to be bad?
So these guys, there's a whole backstory here, apparently. So according to the affidavit, a deputy with the sheriff's office interviewed the older guy after he was admitted to the hospital on Sunday night. He had a red spot on his upper chest, but tried to concoct an elaborate cover story for the injury. So he says he said to the cop, an asset paid him $200 for protection. So he's already getting into, like, tactical speak, which is already trouble.
He's just reading out of a Tom Clancy novel. Yeah.
He says, so an asset paid him for $200 for protection. He said the pair met another man around 10 p.m. and ended up in a gunfight. He said he was hit multiple times but returned shots and fled in a car. He said he was taken to the hospital by the so-called asset. He later admitted to making up the story in an attempt to pretend to protect his friend. So
just say you ran into a tree. Like, who cares? Well, you need a fucking asset involved. Why is there espionage?
I feel like, yeah, it would have been just easier to say.
I got punched in the chest.
Me and my friend were just shooting at each other.
Jesus. Yeah. Okay, this is actually okay. This is not Bloody Knuckles. This was the part of the game when somebody like stops having fun and starts getting like actually aggressive. Yeah. So, older guy asked the younger guy to shoot him. Shot him in the chest with a .22 cal semi-automatic rifle, leaving a mark. And then apparently, the old guy was pissed about the injury and unloaded the clip into the other guy who shot him. Who was wearing the vest? Shot him 5 times in the back.
Ooh!
Oh,
luckily,
wow.
None of the bullets pierced the material.
Thank God he's accurate.
Yeah. Like. So I actually think it's fine that these guys got arrested. This does not sound like people that should be.
Sounds like they would have been arrested.
At some
soon,
point.
Soon, if not now.
That
when?
Second one was borderline attempted murder.
Yeah, that's
I was
a little
mad
hard to do, like.
And I shot him 5 times. Yes. I knew he was wearing the vest, but yeah.
So then I feel like that neighbor was probably like, here these two go again.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
just called like, ugh, you won't. Okay, now I think they're just shooting at each other instead of like tumbleweeds in the yard
yeah.
or any, you know, to open his mail or whatever it was that he was.
Right.
You're not shooting varmints.
Yeah, he's now I think they're both upright yeah. and shooting.
Also audibly, like it's not like a back and forth where it's like. Pow,
pow. Right. Like, it's not like
if
a
you
tennis
hear,
match.
If you hear a fucking shot and then 5 quick shots, that's like an execution. That's
right.
like somebody who's got. Ended. Somebody got
yeah.
on their knees, like in front of a reservoir shot.
Also,
like,
you can't get mad if you get a mark from being shot at, bruh. That's part of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can't.
It's like getting mad in Bloody Knuckles that your knuckles hurt. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like,
your knuckles
come
are
on.
Bloody.
Yeah, my knuckles are bloody. It's the name of the game.
Yeah, you
Should
can't
be
get
New York
mad
style.
If
shoot me with
an
that
actual
gun?
Bullet didn't pierce you. You're good. Like, yeah. let's call it a what? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
At least it was like. Because, I mean, even getting shot with a vest on is like, I guess
it's
a
painful.
22,
doesn't
so it's
good.
Like, but you also, these seem like the sort of guys that would have some dumb fucking, like, they'd have like a Desert Eagle or something that would just like wreck the vest and just kill them. Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
They're probably yeah. a nightmare at like paintball.
Oh, God, dude.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? Just point blank. Paintball.
Oh, I would go play paintball sometimes when I was younger, and you go into like Virginia, and you mm-hmm. go into like... Virginia.
Oh, right.
Like, you know, yeah. there's like
shout
Nova where you're sort of like, oh, this is like still, there's a lot of, and then you go, yeah, you'd get those guys that are like, this is my service. this is my mission. Like, I'm here to execute Operation Ivy. Or, I don't know what the Operation Ivy is. I think it's something bad. I just popped in my head. So I reference the genocide.
I think it's just a band.
Oh, yeah.
I
thought it was like a punk band that was named after like,
I don't know what they were named after, but as far as I'm concerned, what I saw on book bags were just Operation Ivy.
I think it's canceled. Like a sarin gas thing.
I'm
I don't
sure
know.
It's. I'm sure it's.
Anyways,
no
they're
good.
Like, yeah, they'd be like, this is I have been given a mission I must execute. Like, they'd come in with these fucking, oh my God, dude, paintball guns so expensive. It's always like, shit, and it's like, like the yeah, you can shoot the paint very fast,
right?
Like Tim, like, but they
it would really
fucking suck because they would yeah, they'd be like, you'd go for like a birthday party, and mm-hmm. Those paintball places you get you get split up. Sometimes if you're in a smaller group, it's not like enough. They won't split you in half.
Right.
So it was like us versus
like
the
these
fucking
guys.
What's the Dudley Boys? That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like.
It's Dudley Boys.
It's like, it was just like you'd get put up against this team of like 10 brothers that are all using Navy SEAL hand signals. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
You know.
Practice for this.
Yeah.
When I worked in a porn store in Atlanta, a guy came in one night.
Go on.
And he was covered in blue paint, just covered. But
did he have any
shirt.
Pipes with him? Doing any percussion?
Was he just after the show?
No, yeah. He just was like he had tried to wipe it off or something, just covered. And he came in and he just went shopping, right? He's just looking at movies to rent and whatever. And we're just kind of standing there. The employees behind the counter like, what happened? But you know, and so he came up to check out, and we were like, "Hey, not to be rude or anything,
not to impose,
but you are covered in blue paint, like head to toe. What happened?" And then he was like, "Oh yeah, I forgot about that. He had just come from paintball with his like employees or something. He was a manager at a place, and they were doing like
he must
a
be
team
really
building.
Fucking
thing.
Bad at it. If he's
exactly. And so they fucking dumped paint on him, and you know, like, and so
everyone's shooting. Everyone turns on him at once.
All
and
of
all
them
shooting
just turned on him. Yeah. And so
that's why you're not giving me Christmas off,
so
Jeff.
I guess that was fun or whatever. And so I guess it he decided on his way home that he'd get. You know, just something to cheer him up. And he was, I don't want to say excited about it, but he was just so onto that mission that he completely forgot that he was a blue man walking amongst
us. He was
hey,
so
you're blue. What's going on?
Hey, bruh. Yeah. Like, what's that?
I was in a porta potty that blew up.
Yeah. Every part of him was blue.
Yes.
I'm talking,
all of it.
Balls.
All paintball.
Yeah. Well, it might also
this is the origin of the Eiffel 65 song.
Like, yeah. There's so many so many references to like all blue men. It's like that. I guess Arrested Development is still Blue Man Group. It might have also been like as anything with the like those sort of like that get into paintball. There's so many like there's grenades that just like shoot like swaths of paint.
Seems excessive.
How do they decide when you're dead? Is any paint
just
gets
get
on
hit.
You, or is it like can you? Is there like a non-fatal getting hit with paint?
If it's
what
if
you
like
get like
spray,
winged?
No. If it's like spray, you're not out. But if you get shot,
because it's a definite.
Yeah, it's like if you get hit once, you're out. But it's people cheat. Like
sure.
Surprisingly enough, the fucking 10 brothers with maybe they don't play by the fucking rules.
Yeah.
They're like the type of dudes who would like you'd be like, hey, you got hit, and they'd be like, there are no rules in war. And you're like, this is paintball. There are a lot of rules. But paintball, it is fun when you're like when not they have fucking sidearms. It's so stupid. Like you'll have your rifle and then they'll have like a little pistol with like 9 paintballs in it. It's so
wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So I guess you don't want to come join my paintball team.
I would love. I would. I haven't played paintball in a long time, but it is fun. It does really hurt. Like,
right.
That was one of those when I was a kid that I was happy to be invited to, but probably happier that I wasn't allowed to go.
Yeah. It's like, I remember being like, you want to like get hit in the
mask.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like want to get hit in the mask because it doesn't hurt. But like, most of the time,
but
it just
your
like,
eyes are
hurts.
In there.
What?
Your eyes
yeah,
are in there.
Yeah, but it fucking hurts. And when it hits the mask, it's just plastic. So it's more like a dull sort of like dumpf. But most of the time, it just is like a little welt. But one time it was, you know, like a fake little Western town type thing, and I walked around the corner into somebody, and he fired like point blank into my stomach, and
ouch.
That shit, I crumpled. I was just like, and then just like hit the ground hard. That was
That was the best day of that guy's life.
Yeah, he pretended he killed someone.
He murked you.
Yeah,
he murked this huge guy.
Yeah.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I'm sure none of those people can get out of an escape room.
Yeah. They just try to shoot
just
their way
shoot
out.
Their way out with paint. Yeah. So.
Oh, God, the instructions are covered in paint. Who could have predicted this?
Yeah. It is. I'm surprised there's not a paintball place in here. It seems like such a thing that would be like, like at one of those point, stress
would
relief.
Come back around, yeah.
Yeah, or some one of those weird stress relief places where you could just like blast you something with a paint gun.
Where you, yeah, they have like those rooms where you can smash everything in them. Yeah.
Maybe they'll
rooms.
Put them in some of these VR places that are shutting down.
Oh, yeah.
That did not those catch are not, on.
Yeah, and yeah. It's like, oh, you want to get drunk and then do something that causes motion sickness? Not really.
No, no.
That sounds good.
Can yeah. I just shoot at someone? Yeah. I mean, I'm drunk, so I feel like I'm halfway there.
I wonder where the closest paintball is. Do a gun with it. It's very, if you've never,
I think that
so you guys
New York
have never shot a paintball gun.
City limits wise, is probably very wary of having just lots of guns around.
Yeah. Oh, they're out there.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But I just mean, like, to the extent that they don't want to, like, give licenses to operate businesses that are just, like, gun, you know, like, gun based, even though it's not. You know, real bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's very.
But I mean, there are a couple.
Very
there are
satisfying
some ranges.
To shoot. What?
Aren't there some ranges in?
Not many. There's one.
Jersey,
there's ones for police, like
okay,
of course,
right.
But
sure. Yeah, it's like.
But they. But there is a one in the basement of a. There's an Italian American social club in the village.
Oh,
oh
sure.
Yeah, an Italian American
like
social.
I've
club.
Been there. It's
they
great.
They sell olive oil and nothing else.
No, it's like they, there's a restaurant.
The Godfather.
And you can go down and shoot in between courses.
Oh, that's yeah.
But they're like little air rifle type.
Right,
deals.
Right,
you know, like
right.
The, like
little
that
varmint rifles.
They're not like you're not like emptying a you know machine
a
gun
squirrel.
Down there.
Yeah.
And they have like all retired cops that are like overseeing the sort of.
Sure.
Know.
Right. Right.
But it's very it's legitimate business.
I believe.
Know,
I'm
as,
sure
as,
it
as
is.
As all Italian things. Kat's mad because talking about Italians. No.
Have you guys have never shot a paintball gun, right?
No,
I've been skeet shooting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's but the paintball guns, like the more expensive ones, the nice ones, like the trigger on them is it's two fingers.
Okay.
So you wiggle your fingers really fast, and it fires like super. It's like gutturally very like satisfying to do. It's just like. It's very good. I don't know. I've not thought about paintball in years, and now I'm like,
he's all
great. Now
he's all gassed up on paintball.
Yeah, he's sweating profusely, and his knee won't stop
heaving.
Bouncing.
Yeah,
so.
My knee's always bouncing. Yeah, paintball is one of those things. It's like I'm trying to think of like the it's like fucking Rick and Morty or whatever. Like the people who do it ruin it because it's like this would be fun, but. You know, instead of some guy screaming about how he's Rick, it's like some guy that's like, it's a genuine war game. You're like, dude. Yep, Deep Virginia.
Paintball.
Check it out.
Put a link in the description.
Yeah.
So I think that should do it for us. That's a long ep. Yeah, we said it up top. Shalewa's got an album called Stay Eating Cookies, and there's another one coming out called, what is it again?
So You Just Out Here.
So You Just Out Here. Mm-hmm. Where can people like find you on stuff?
On pretty much all of the social media. I'm on it as at Silky Jumbo.
Yeah.
All one word, traditional spelling. Mm-hmm. No extra, nothing extra.
Very memorable.
Exactly how you would think you would spell Silky and Jumbo.
And we'll put that stuff.
Yeah,
in the description
too. And you can that's where I am for the most part. Even during office hours when I should be at work, I'm on the tweet.
I would never.
That's true. You can't.
Yeah,
100%
no.
You gotta focus.
To work.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have two monitors and use both of them for work.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yes.
That's the biggest. That is the biggest scam. Anybody who's like, I need two monitors, unless you're like a coder or something.
Mm-mm.
I need two monitors.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I have two monitors. I work the front desk. What do I need one for?
Oh, yeah, those extra wide spreadsheets. Boss. I gotta view them all.
So Shalewa was very funny. Please, if you get the chance to go see her, definitely go see her. She's great. So thanks for doing the show. I don't know if we have any plugs. We're devoid of Cass' usual plugs.
Yes, no, I have nothing.
Hey, we got the Patreon. If you like the show, check it out. Patreon.com/WhatTimePod. We got a bunch of bonus episodes and stuff. We got the TeePublic right now. I don't know if it's still going to be going on when this comes out, but right now on Saturday, there's a sale. T-shirts are $13. There's a bunch of other stuff too. I think it's all marked down, but there's a bunch of different types of things. They sort of apply our designs to other stuff.
Shout out to the dude in the Discord. I think it was Copernic who sent us a picture of his baby boy in a Beena shirt. It fucking rules. I wanted to tweet it, but I can't because it's
someone else's child.
Yeah. But let me tell you, it's a good picture.
If you like the show, give us a 5-star thing on iTunes. That's supposed to help. Tell your friends. We were in Vulture this week. That was cool. I got nothing. I'm patting him on the stuff. We're What a Time Pod on Twitter, Instagram. We have What a Time Podcast at Gmail, so you can send us an email. Come to Karma, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
Fridays. Yeah.
For me, I don't think I have any shows really coming up. You can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/chilisrestaurants. I've been playing Sekiro lately. It's been fun. Check that out. And I will be in LA in like 2 weeks. I don't have shows set up yet because I am stupid. But I think I will try to set some up, and then I'll post those dates. If you're Angelino? Is that the? That's what a terrible word. Anyways.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Angelinos.
Yeah. What do you have going on?
Show wise?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in the middle of April. April 17th,
mm-hmm.
There will be a musical called Fiddler on the Rooftop Bar.
Okay.
That Marsha Belsky
put together. Yeah.
And so I'm in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entirely sure why, because I am neither Jewish nor a singer.
I mean.
And yet here we are.
Look, Fiddler on the Roof is a banger.
It is.
Tradition.
Tradition is absolutely a bop. Absolutely.
Fuck.
I'm it really into that.
Very good. Tevye. Fire.
Yeah.
Every time.
So I'm doing that. That's like at Union Hall on April 17th. Mm-hmm. And then.
Do you still do Wilson?
I do.
Okay, that's a good show.
Yeah.
I like that show.
That is, it's monthly now.
What isn't?
Like the first, yeah, I know, right? Yeah, the first Tuesday of every month at a bar called Father Knows Best in Bushwick in Brooklyn. I yell at tipsy cool people,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they pay attention.
Sometimes
they don't.
It's all you can ask.
Yeah. Cool backyard, though.
Like all right, well, thanks again, Shalewa, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.